AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast, not only will you get a free audiobook, but a one-month free trial to audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself. Bam!
What?
Bam!
It's like Waluigi in a sheep.
Yeah, it's a Waluigi. Bam! Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 3rd, 2012.
Yes!
No!
Yes! Yes!
No!
Yes! Yes!
All right, 2013. Screw you.
Yes.
God.
Oh, I was waiting.
I was so confident.
I was so excited.
I looked at my watch.
You checked your watch for the date. And everything.
January 3rd. I got this. Nope. I forgot about that whole New Year thing.
Oh my god, that just made my day. What's up?
You know what we should do? This is a very random thing I had. It would be funny to do sometime is if we did a podcast like it was 2007, like the first year we were doing podcasts, and it was like we just got the news stories from some random week in 2007, and we were pretending like we were playing games in 2007 and talking about them.
We really confused people.
It'd be really funny.
Well, we just let the cat out of the bag on that one, I guess. So, whoops.
Someday, though. That'd be funny. It wasn't necessarily to be a trick. I mean... All right, so hi, everybody. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Ash Guy, and
Hello.
My dog, Penny, who is biting me as we speak.
She's very hyper right now.
She's very excited, just like me. Probably because we were down here screaming. I think that's why she had to come downstairs. Now that I think about it. So we're going to have a show today. We're going to do news. We're going to do what our predictions were this year.
2013 predictions.
Alrighty, then we'll talk about our week in gaming and the releases, and that'll be the show. So let's get going. There's still not a lot of news.
No, it's that quiet time in the holidays. Yeah. It's starting to pick back up. PlayStation 2 has ceased shipping in Japan.
Production, not shipping, really. Shipping really the word? Would it really be production?
Well, they're not being shipped out from
Sony. They're not making them no more, is the
point. It's over.
It's done. Oh, that's a great system.
Yeah.
Get out of my face, Penny. It's easily one of the best systems of all time. I really don't know if you can make the argument that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You just think about all the classics that were released of that compared to like its contemporaries. I mean, I love the GameCube, too. Plus the Xbox out of the water as far as just like great releases.
Yeah, I know.
It was definitely the best console that generation, I have to say.
Yes. So apparently there was an issue over the weekend where you couldn't access your cloud saves on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft apologized by giving all affected users a free month of Live.
I don't know if I was affected.
I don't, well, that's... That,
do I just
know,
lie?
I know, well, no, like, they tracked it, I guess.
No.
Which, I know, that, like, you know, first world problem and all that. But, like, I read the headlines about this, like, oh, I'm not going to use my Xbox till they fix this then. I might have been affected.
Maybe.
I was affected. I didn't play my Xbox for 2 days.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Where's my free month of Live?
You'll be fine.
I know.
Oh, well.
Fez is coming to other platforms in 2013. We don't know which ones.
That's good. I hope everybody enjoys playing Fez who hasn't played it yet.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
After his pissing match with Microsoft. This would be interesting. What? You're barking at a crock pot and a can of Coke Zero.
Hey, she knows that Coke Zero is delicious.
Yeah.
Next.
Apparently Miyamoto wants Pikmin 3 to go back to basics and be more stressful.
Now, I don't... Penny doesn't... See, look, Penny doesn't like Pikmin 1, though.
I know, I didn't either.
Yeah, Penny, calm down. We're talking about it. But yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. We never actually played Pikmin 2. So what does he mean, basically, that there'll be a timer again?
There was no timer in Pikmin 2, and he didn't necessarily say it's a timer.
That's kind of what he's insinuating.
It's just something to add more tension
to the game.
Sometimes
I get a little worried about Miyamoto. I worry that he's almost too powerful. Because if you read, like, do you ever read, like, the thing about Sticker Star?
No.
Where basically it's kind of all his fault. Like, basically, they were just going to make, like, Paper Mario 3. And then Miyamoto says, like, oh, you can't just make that, because it's like you're just porting over Paper Mario 2. And then he's like, oh, don't make it like the other ones, and don't create new characters, just use all the ones we already have, and all that stuff.
Do you think he's kind of turning into a George Lucas?
Maybe. It seems like it just happens when you give anybody too much power, too much creative power. And they kind of like, you know, and maybe it's our fault because we've all been, like, patting Miyamoto on the head for too long and telling him what a genius he is.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he thinks that he knows best no matter what. And there were a lot of stories about how Miyamoto turned projects around. He gets a lot of credit, maybe too much, for turning Metroid Prime around.
Oh, really?
Remember, there's like that story where like apparently he went to Retro, he talked to Retro, and he told them what to do, and he fixed Metroid Prime. And maybe it's like a tall tale. Maybe it's not quite as true as it should be. But yeah, I sometimes do worry about Miyamoto's decisions. So but I don't know. We'll see. Next.
Okay. Apparently, hackers are hacking the 3DS.
Took a while.
It'd be hacked.
Really? Just now?
Yeah, but what's interesting is it's actually now got a lot of studios saying, well, if this thing gets blown wide open, we may not make 3DS games because...
Really?
Because piracy.
I mean, that's a snap judgment, though.
A little bit.
We'll see,
it's going to be more an issue for the smaller piracy studios.
I know a lot of people who didn't actually buy DS games.
I'm not saying, like, EA is going to stop, but I mean, like, if you're, like, an indie studio who wants to make a downloadable title.
Oh, sure, yeah. That'll be
yeah. Cool. All right, and finally, and Sony has, like, patented this, so nothing may come of it, but they have some way of stopping used game sales, where it's like an NFC tag on a disc.
I know exactly what that is.
Yes, I told you all about this.
Yeah.
It's an NFC tag on the disc that the system scans when you put the disc in and ties the tag with the user ID, like, on the tag. So if you took that disc then, after you activate it to another system that does not have that user ID on it, the game won't load.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that kills the, you know, used games market, but also, like, it means, I hate this stuff because, I mean, you can't, like, lend games or borrow games anymore. And, like, especially when I was little, you did that crap a lot.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's
beyond that. I mean, could you imagine if you have a household with two boys in it and you buy a copy of Halo 4? And only one can play it online with their live account.
Would it really do that too? It wouldn't just bind it to a console; it binds it to an account.
It's specifically said to the user ID.
That's a bit much. That's crazy. They can't go that far. We'll see. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll go that far anyways. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Predictions.
Shall we predict the future?
Okay. So here's the big one versus the new consoles. Xbox Next and PlayStation Next, whatever. I always thought that we weren't going to get these things yet. People are convinced it's going
to
happen.
It has to.
It just doesn't seem... I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it is. And maybe it's just because... Maybe it's because the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, especially the 360, have been updated so much that they don't feel like the systems they were back in 05 and 06. But
the problem is, they were like everything they're doing, they were never designed to do.
Yeah, like the Netflix and stuff, like all that stuff didn't exist in 05.
Well, yeah, in 05, there's no Netflix, there's no iPhone, there was any of this stuff.
Then that's a big thing with these systems, that they're going to have to be future-proofed, much more than just like, oh, we have a lot of RAM.
The big media push with the original Xbox was, oh, it connects to Media Center on Windows Vista.
Will you agree with me? Okay, maybe we're probably going to get the new Xbox this year. Do you think we're really going to get the next PlayStation? It doesn't seem to be nearly as much talk about that.
Well... the biggest evidence I see is Sony had a really quiet fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so maybe they're preparing for this?
They better be doing something. I don't know. Because they're not making Vita games. They're not making PS3 games.
No.
Especially
Vita.
I guess. What is... that'll be a big thing that they'll have to do to help the Vita is do some good cross stuff with
that. Like, I mean, they could be the Wii U in a way.
Yeah, basically.
It's a bigger buy because
they should literally make a PlayStation 4 Vita bundle.
That'd be, you just kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to price that really aggressively, but that'd be really interesting. It's like, take the controller anywhere.
Now, another thing, though, wouldn't that be kind of bizarre if the Sony and Xbox system launched, like, around the same time? Because that's never happened before.
I mean, yeah, the last time we had simultaneous launches was the Wii and PS3.
But those two were so different, it was kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, well, before that would have been the Xbox and the GameCube,
right,
I guess.
And those two were slightly more the same, but even then it was kind of different. Like, especially now when, like, you don't have nearly as many exclusives as you used to, like the next Xbox and next PlayStation would have to those two are going to compete against each other.
Well, you know, it's
going
to be the
so
big...
much more than any. And don't, you know, I'll tell you this right now. Don't tell me that Xbox automatically wins because of 360 goodwill, because all of that PlayStation 2 goodwill.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that PS3. Argument's completely moot.
Right. And that's an interesting thing, is that if I was Microsoft, I wouldn't be looking forward to the next console cycle.
Yeah, you're riding high right now.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. Just ask Sony.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, Sony messed up monumentously bad.
Yeah, they
at the beginning of the
PS3. They kind of wrote the book on what not to do when you launch a system.
But, and I tell you what, if Microsoft decides they're going to get really aggressive with stuff like, oh, we're going to tie games into accounts.
Well, again, I think the because the systems will be kind of similar as far as software goes, services is what's going to really be the big thing.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, can you imagine Xbox Live, like the next iteration of that, and will the PlayStation Network compete with that?
But the PlayStation Network has been getting better, whereas Xbox Live is not. Xbox Live is not better.
Xbox Live just added a lot of partners like Vimeo and
they had partners,
ESPN.
Get the games. Like,
they did like that beacon thing, and that kind of didn't really catch on.
Look, here's the thing. You can do all that stuff on other devices. You can't play games on anything else but these systems. The PlayStation 3 lets you play games on it with its premium system. It's about games, stupid.
Yeah. What if they start charging for PSN?
I'd be surprised. I don't think so.
Be interesting.
Who knows, but yeah. But again, if the Xbox suddenly like really wants to push the Kinect and stuff like that, and it suddenly looks like it's not the hardcore system anymore.
Well, do you think the next Xbox comes with a Kinect, like a Kinect 2? That's been the rumor.
I would have thought so maybe a year ago, but is the Kinect really, is that a big thing anymore?
I'll tell you this. A friend of mine who's not really a gamer called me the other night because he and his fiance want to get something. His questions were all centered around Kinect versus Move. That was everything he asked me. Because if you're not a hardcore gamer, this is a draw. You're thinking, well, I may not necessarily sit down and play Halo, but look, I'll play tennis with my friends.
Maybe Kinect 2 will be better because it will actually work.
Yeah.
Look, the Kinect 1 is... It's almost upsetting to me just how
well. I mean,
it is.
I like the Kinect, but primarily as a voice recognition engine, which... It feels like I didn't need a $150 microphone for that.
They better not put all their chips into the Kinect pool.
I think they've kind of learned that lesson.
Like, I hope so. Well, I don't know, because it seems like the Kinect every holiday it does pretty well. It definitely gave them at least one big holiday just selling Kinects.
Yeah.
It didn't really do much for the actual system in the long run.
They need to be smart about it, because, I mean, obviously, like... No Kinect means no more Dance Central, and that's become a huge franchise for both Microsoft and Harmonix.
You mean Just Dance?
No, well both,
oh,
I guess.
You're right. Oh, yeah. Just Dance is a lot bigger than Dance Central, and Just Dance is huge on like the Wii and stuff, so
yeah.
You don't even need that.
So there's that to consider, but like I think I'm hoping they've learned from like Star Wars Kinect and what was the...
Didn't Star Wars Kinect sell well? I don't... Did it actually?
What was the mech one? Steel Battalion?
Steel Battalion. Yeah. You can't really do those.
Yeah, like, they... Either they need to not do those, or they need the hardware to work. Like, Steel Battalion was a good idea, but, like, I watch videos of people playing it, and you're just sitting there like an asshole, like, waving your hand over and over, and then, like, you do nothing different, and all of a sudden it just works for some reason.
It's just... I don't know. I just hate
that. I'm understanding why the Kinect didn't have an HD camera.
But, like, are these systems going to try to get those casual market again? Or is that casual... Are we just going to concede that casual market now belongs to Apple?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the casual market has an iPhone and an iPad.
I really think you just need to concede defeat on that part. Look, you're not going to get those gamers.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Don't worry about that. I think that's... One thing I'm curious to see how much all three companies have learned this year. Quit trying to get everybody to buy your shit. It's never going to happen. Focus
on
gamers.
Well, the Wii did it, and that's why people want to do it, because the Wii somehow did it. But it may not have. It may never happen again.
The Wii sold systems and Wii Sports to a bunch of people who played it for a couple months and put it in their closets.
Wii Fit.
Yeah, and Wii Fit, I guess. But like,
and Wii Play. So
you know, how did EA do on the Wii, or how did Sega do on
the
Wii? The
point is that they're going to say, look, they did it. We must be able to do it too, because there's too much money at stake to not try.
I know. This is why I hate
businessmen. It's going to be bad. All right, so. So out of besides those systems, the 3DS will be fine. It'll be okay. The Vita, that's a question mark. The Vita should not have a good year.
There's nothing.
If they're doing what they're doing now, it won't have a good year.
What do we know that's coming out for the Vita?
I do not know.
It's great that, like, PlayStation Plus is on the Vita now, like, the whole instant game collection, but, like, I feel like in a couple months, like, every Vita game will have been made free.
Yeah. I like my Vita, too.
It's a great piece of hardware. There's no games coming for it.
They've just been bad about supporting it with games. Like, especially original games.
And again, I know you and I have said this a lot, but they need to get the A-teams. Like we said, Super Mario 3D Land. That's the team who made Mario Galaxy.
I wonder, are they concerned about making sure that those A-teams are making
PS4 games now?
And it's kind of a conflict of interest. Who knows? The Ouya, I don't know if that's going to matter.
It's interesting.
I think it's a cute story. I don't think the hardware itself is going to be that big a deal. Especially if we have the Steam Box, and that's a thing. And it'll just be the Ouya, but like
powerful. I want the Steam. If the Steam Box comes out and it's like a $600 standardized PC that could run almost any current game on like at least high settings, not like max, but high, that'd be awesome. Because lately, and I don't know why, I've been playing part because of the Steam holiday sales going on, but I've been on my PC a lot lately, and I've been actually using the Steam Big Picture mode a lot.
Yeah,
it's a great interface. Really great interface.
Yeah, I feel like Steam could do this one. And it would be cool because like, it wouldn't be like this, like the Valve Steam Box, you know, and it's like, here's our controllers and the only ones that work for it, and here's, you know, exclusive games. It would be...
No, it's got a USB port. Plug in whatever you want.
It's very different. Okay, so I think, like, was it 3 years ago, you were screaming about how, and everybody was screaming about how cloud gaming was the future, and I said no, it wasn't.
Sony bought Gaikai for a shit ton of money.
Yeah, I know they did, but I still haven't seen anything come from that.
Well, maybe that's part of the PlayStation 4.
Maybe not. Look, according to you assholes, this was going to be the thing now, and it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, On Live's still kicking.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean...
You're not gonna concede a little bit on this?
A little bit. I think part of it is, like, even On Live on Wi-Fi is still a little... janky because the Wi-Fi speeds aren't there. Now apparently there's a new Wi-Fi, what is it, AC or something like that, that's like as fast as a wired connection, along with the whole Google Fiber thing. Like I think the problem is the infrastructure is not there for it yet,
right?
But I mean, Sony bought Gaikai for a reason. Something's gonna come of that,
right?
Something big.
All right,
because you know, a lot of people talk about digital distribution, but one thing I've come to realize now that I have, you know, PlayStation Plus, I'm downloading all these PlayStation games, they're like 20 gigabytes. They're huge.
Right.
You can't be downloading these on a whim. So how do you get around it? Cloud streaming.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We'll see.
I know you love the cloud.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some specific games. Half-Life 3, going to be announced this year?
Nope.
It has to be.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, it's going to be announced this year.
Nope.
I'm saying it. Well, what else is Valve doing? What else could Valve dare to announce?
Hold us to it.
Half-Life 3.
$10 that by January 1st, 2014, we know nothing more about Half-Life 3. Fine, we are shaking hands.
They have to, because what else? We know that's what they're making. What else could they dare? And they have to release, or at least announce a game in 2013, correct?
Well, they're going to release. Correct? They're going to release Dota 2.
Dota 2 is out. I don't care what you call it. Dota 2 is out. It's a game people play. It's out. It's a game now. Okay? It's been a game for months. They have to announce something, and they're not going to dare announce anything else.
What would you do?
If it's Left 4 Dead 3, I would literally freak out. If you want to see me freak out on this
God.
Show, if you want to see me just lose my shit.
Yeah. What if they do a new IP? What if they just go something out of left field? It's really
it
good?
Be that. But, no, they know. It's got to be Half-Life 3.
Okay.
It's going to be announced this year. Kingdom Hearts 3, it should be, I don't know.
I feel like at this point it's too late in the console cycle. You may as well wait till next year and do it on the PlayStation 4.
Hey, it's like a launch game, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe not. What is there anything else? Maybe.
So, will BioShock Infinite be the game of the year 2013?
I guess it's like the big contender right now. I don't think a next gen game will be the game of the year right away. That never really happens.
No.
I mean, I hate saying stuff like, oh, that's going to be game of the year, because usually there's always surprises and what have you, and sometimes games you think are going to be great aren't that great, so it might be. I think that's it.
Oh, there's other games, hang on.
Like what? What do you want to say? We're not doing our game preview, we're just doing our predictions.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to think here. Hang on, you're wrapping me up.
Well, because we're done.
Do you think, hang on, I had something in my head, and it's kind of I have a half-baked thought.
Yeah, this is terrible. Let's move on. You're done.
Wait, I know what I'm trying to say.
No, you don't.
No, I got it. Do you see? more social networks. Jesus. Like, what's doing? Do you see like a lot more? God, I know.
This is the worst.
I know. I'm sorry. This
ever
is terrible.
Been on this show. What
this
are you
is
trying
terrible.
To say? What, social gaming? Yeah, it's going to continue to be big. I'm going to continue to
not
care
social
about
gaming,
it.
But just like
what
games that utilize our social networks in unique ways. Something like that Life is Magic game.
I don't know. I don't care.
Like, do you think there's going to be more integration of that with the next systems than just like Facebook Connect?
No.
No?
I don't know. Maybe. I hope not.
Probably is.
Probably is. I don't think it's going to be as significant as you were thinking it's going to be. It's not going to be like Life is Magic. Because what else would you do besides make your map like that? Have your friends.
I don't know. It's like something we haven't thought of. Let me ask you this. Would you be happy or disappointed if the next 3D Mario game for the Wii U, whether it comes out in 2013 or not, if it's just Mario Galaxy 3? Do you want them to be like, here's like new Mario 3D in a way you could never have imagined that utilizes this gamepad in a way that just blows your mind?
It probably should be something besides Mario Galaxy 3. I wouldn't be that upset, really, because I like Mario Galaxy a lot. And it's kind of like a weird escalation thing, like, where do you put Mario now? I don't know. I mean, you're asking me if I would rather be something revolutionary? Sure, I don't know what that would be.
Well, let me ask you more of this. What do you think Nintendo will do?
Probably Mario Galaxy 3.
Yeah, I know. Is it wrong for me to think that Nintendo's a little lazy in the software side?
They're not lazy. They're just misguided.
I just feel like they haven't done anything kind of new or innovative. I mean, even Skyward Sword, for as much as I like it, is about the safest game you could make.
Oh, come on. I disagree. What other game that big had one-to-one, like...
Well, okay, like that because you made a system with a motion controller. It was these Zelda formula set in stone since Ocarina of Time. I mean, do you think, like, the next Zelda game is going to significantly change that formula? Or are you going
to
go...
No, okay, you go to... It's not since Ocarina of Time, it's been since Zelda 1. You go, you're talking about because you go to dungeons? I mean, is that what you mean? Oh. That there are dungeons? What? It's not that's... Come on.
All right.
You're being a bit unfair here.
You know what else I'd like to see in 2013? I want games to treat us less stupid.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I know.
I'm sure that'd be great. But, you know, every time I hear somebody complain about... I was just talking to somebody who's been playing Dark Souls. They're like, oh, I can't stand the way the game doesn't tell me what to do. I'm like, oh, that's the point. All right. I mean, look, I'll say this. Games have never been easier, and there's never been more bitching about games. So, you know? In all honesty, so I don't know. All right. Our week in gaming.
Yes.
I kind of got sick of a couple games this week.
Oh?
One of them is Far Cry. I'm a little tired of Far Cry.
Really?
I like Far Cry a lot.
You think it's going on too long?
Yeah.
It's overstayed its welcome?
It's overstayed. I don't know. It's just, I mean, you do, it is a game where you basically shoot things. And the open world stuff's cool and all the missions are cool, but I mean, it's been going on forever, I feel like. And especially, like, I'm at this point where I know where the story's going.
Uh-huh.
I get it. You know, I know what they're trying to say. I figured it out. And I guess it's also because, like, you kill, like, the cool character way too early in the game.
Oh, really?
Right. And that's another thing. Like, all the villains are interesting and compelling characters, and all, like, the heroes and good people suck, and they're dumb, and I don't like them. It's like, I'm always going to root for the bad guys.
Well, you could just kill yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, you know, technically it's a great game, and it is fun, but I'm just a little tired of it. I almost wish it was done. Sticker Star is the other one. I got to this, I mean, like I said, you know, I've been going on about how, like, Sticker Star is still fun, but I wish it was just Paper Mario 3.
Yeah.
I had this thing that just annoyed me so much where I got to, like, the last level of an area, and I told you how it has, like, levels.
Yeah.
And it's, like, this temple, and first off, like, the way this game works, like, you find objects sometimes, and they aren't stickers, but you can go to, like, the town and turn them into stickers. Like, I think I told you before.
Yeah, like the fan.
Yeah, like the fan. And one of them is a baseball bat. But when you do that, they take up a lot in your sticker book, a lot of room. So you don't, mm-hmm. you just don't turn them all into stickers right away, because then you wouldn't have any actual stickers. You just have all these powerful things. One of them is a bat. So I had the bat object, but I didn't turn it into a sticker yet. So I go up this temple, like, this, and I go to the very top, and all of a sudden it looks like a baseball field, and I fight this boss, and I die. And then, like, the sticker's like, oh, if only we had, like, something we can use to bat away the thing. I'm like, oh, I have to use the bat sticker.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wouldn't have known that. There's no... Because, like, the level's not baseball-themed.
Yeah.
It's the very top one.
There's just all of a sudden a baseball field.
Yeah, and, like, the boss you can't beat without using this baseball bat. Like, I literally... You can't beat it without it. I was just annoyed.
Yeah, it seems like it's a game built on a lot of limitation. And I hate that.
And I just don't... It's like it's a shame to be an RPG.
Yeah.
Which it shouldn't, like, there's no XP, there's no equipable items, there's no stats or any of this stuff, and I like that stuff!
Yeah.
That's why I like RPGs!
Yeah. It's why you like Paper Mario! Yeah.
I mean, Paper Mario is already simplifying things a lot, and it's just gone too far. It has. And on the other hand, like, I got Persona 4 Golden for Vita for Christmas, so I decided, while I was sick of these games, to just finally beat Persona 3.
Which you did.
Which is great, and it was so incredibly rewarding. It was so good, because it's like super RPG, you know?
Yeah.
And that game is great. I mean, you know, I don't want to go into too much about Persona 3. God knows how old that was. And this is the portable version. But you know, it's a great ending. It's almost a thing where, like, especially with a game that's 70 hours long, like, the ending can never be completely fulfilling.
Because
the ending is going to be disproportionately short compared to everything else.
Right.
You know? Actually, the ending could have stood to be a bit longer. Well, the problem, too, is, like, you remember Persona 3 FES?
Yeah.
It's like that big epilogue thing.
Isn't that
like
what this is on the PSP?
But no, that part's not on the portable
really?
Version, so I can't play that.
That kind of sucks.
So, and it's like a thing where, like, well, I'm not going to go buy that for the PS2 and play that now.
Yeah.
I can't, like, continue over my character.
Right, right, right.
So I just, like, basically read what happened. And so, like, I know now extra things, but, like, it's not quite as impactful as actually playing it, you know? So
right,
that's
right.
kind of a bummer. But
apparently, everyone raves about how great Persona 4 Golden on the Vita is.
I'm really excited. Well, I started it.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's really noticeable right now is, you know, Persona 3 Portable was... Let's take a PS2 game, put it on the PSP, so we have to make it worse to make it fit.
Yeah.
But Persona 4 is, we're going to take a PS2 game, put it in the Vita, and we can make it look better.
Yay!
So, like, Persona 4 looks gorgeous. It looks great.
That's good.
It looks awesome and stuff.
That's good.
It's weird, because, like, Persona 3, it does a lot of stuff to make it work that... It was actually smart, and I actually like some of it. Like when you're, like, walking around the towns and stuff, instead of walking around, you just have a cursor and you click on things. And it works well. And the one thing that sucks is, like, they get rid of all the anime cutscenes for storage reasons, so you don't have any of that in Persona 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, all that stuff is in Persona 4. It's, like, full-on Persona.
That's good.
Which is great. So, basically, I like the Persona games a lot.
Cool.
That'd be one I'm looking forward to, too, is Persona 5 when they finally announce that. That'd be cool. But I feel glad I'm finally catching on board with this stuff.
Good.
I've
been playing a lot of Mark of the Ninja.
Yeah, I saw that. That game is cool.
It's so fun. It's
you already described it.
You feel like such a badass going through that game, though. It's so great. I love it. There's a really great new iOS game that came out called Hundreds today.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the guy who made Cannibalt and the guy who's made Gasketball on the iPad. It's kind of weird to describe, but like the game starts with no tutorial at all. There's just like a little orb in the screen with a zero on it. And when you tap on it while you hold it down, it turns red and inflates until it gets to 100. And so the goal becomes you have different configurations of orbs. You need to inflate them to total 100. But if an orb ever touches another orb while it's red and being inflated, game over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about like trying to time your taps and move stuff around as best you can. And it's really, really cool. It's $3, I think, on sale for the first week. So that's worth checking out. And there's something else new I played. Oh, Torchlight 2.
Oh, did you actually start that?
Yes, I did.
So I started last week. We should play together.
What character class did you make?
I made the gun guy.
I made the gun guy. You said you weren't going to.
No, I said I did, and I want to make a new
character. Oh, okay.
Because I made him, and he's so much like the... He's a lot like the Demon Hunter from Diablo 3.
See, well...
He's almost a base...
I had made an engineer in the demo, and that file did carry over, but then Jeff Parsons and Zach Eagle were raving about that class, the Outlander. So it's like, okay, I'm going to start it over because I kind of forget where I was with that character. So, I see, again, this is one of the things I was talking about with skill tree games. I end up just going online to find a build so I know what I'm doing. So I did one that's like very summon focused, and it's really cool because I found two summoning spells and I gave them to my pet, which is a hawk.
Oh, really?
So like my hawk is summoning skeletal archers and zombies for me. And I'm like, this is so cool.
I wasn't liking that class. I guess I was just...
I was enjoying it. Well,
It's just so much.
I got a shotgun. They spell it weird.
Yeah, I got one.
I like that because it's like a spread shot.
I guess it's just because it was so much like the Demon Hunter, which did for me. I wanted to make an Ember Mage, I think.
There you go.
All right.
You know what I realized we should do, too, is the community feedback we got.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's not forget that. So let me pull that up.
It's your responsibility.
I also have been playing the original Mass Effect. I got the Mass Effect trilogy.
Yeah.
Real quick, just what I want to say.
So, do you miss any of those Mass Effect 1 things that aren't in 3?
No.
No, none of it?
I mean, it's not terrible or anything, but all the people are like, oh, Mass Effect 1 was so much more of an RPG. Mass Effect 2 just ruined it. No, Mass Effect 1 had a shit ton of items you picked up, 99% of which did nothing for you.
I did hate that aspect.
They cluttered your interface.
I didn't necessarily.
And you just had to delete them and turn them into Omnigel. That's the difference.
That crap. I hated that crap.
That's the difference.
I hate how many guns you had. It was just too much. I will say that I didn't mind the slower combat in it, in a way. I certainly liked the faster one better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what are we talking about?
All right, so I asked everyone else for some of their predictions for 2013. Oh, one other thing about Mass Effect. I'm playing it kind of interestingly, because like, I'm in it for the story. I just want to try it with a different character. I set the game to easy, and I'm not worried about min-maxing Paragon and Renegade. I'm just making decisions as I feel they should be made.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more fun that way. It's really great.
I bet it is. It's going to suck, though, when you get to points where like you can't do things maybe you wanted to because your Paragon's not
But what
high
I'm
enough.
Still doing is... Because Mass Effect 1 had Intimidate and Charm as actual skill points.
Oh, right.
So I am still maxing Intimidate because it's kind of where my character leans a little more. Yeah. I'm just going to try to play a character who's like... He's really loyal to his crew, but he's an asshole to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. It's super fun. Okay, so here's Chris Whittington's predictions for 2013. See what you think, Mike. He predicts a further evolution of game pricing where free-to-play becomes more palatable for the core.
Sounds reasonable.
Sony will dump its struggling business divisions and focus more on the PlayStation.
Ooh, I guess so. I mean, I don't follow business stuff otherwise.
I almost
I know
feel like
I know
Sony,
they're in trouble.
Sony is an entity might be better off if they literally just break up into separate companies.
Maybe.
Like, if, like, Sony TVs was a completely different company from PlayStation, completely different from the phones. Because...
I mean, like,
they almost work that way now, except they're tied to each other's financials.
I'm not the person to make these calls. I don't understand.
I just feel like no matter how good a year, like, the PlayStation has, Sony is still hurting because they're, like, hemorrhaging money elsewhere. Huh. He also says either Sony or Nintendo will get assistance from a Western investor.
I don't know. Interesting.
So, like, maybe, like, Google buys into Nintendo or something like that.
Interesting.
That could be weird. Mohamed Al-Harez. Sorry, man, if I'm saying your name wrong. I think that's good. More previously Wii-exclusive games on Vita following Little King's Story and Muramasa and things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That makes sense.
See stuff like that.
I like this. The cancellation of Final Fantasy Versus 13, then it's later picked up by a Western developer.
I forgot about that game. There's no way that game could actually come out now.
Is that going to come out in 2013?
How can it?
I don't know.
They've literally been making that game this entire cycle.
I know.
I think it was literally announced before the PS3 came out.
Was it? I was just going to ask
that. I think it was.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
That's rich.
Next.
Jeff Grubb says he will continue to use his Wii U primarily on the John.
Well, sure.
To which Chris Whittington said that's what his Vita is for.
Huh.
All right, Pete Davidson.
I'll tell you what, I don't like doing that because my legs fall asleep on the John.
Yeah, I know. You don't need an excuse to stay in there too much.
I still look at my phone.
Pete Davidson says, mainstream games press will continue to bitch about Wii U and eventually start ignoring it completely just like they did the Wii. Meanwhile, it'll start selling like hotcakes as word of mouth spreads.
I wonder, because like, we were just in Best Buy the other day, and it's striking how many Wii U's there are.
Yeah, I don't even know if word of mouth's going to do anything for it.
I don't know. Well, it's weird because I do show my friends the Wii U, and I don't really like my friends from around here aren't really big gamers, and they all do like it a lot. And they think it's cool. Like when we play Wii, I mean on Nintendo Land stuff.
But
I don't know if any of them are going to run out and.
Well,
get
that's the
one.
Problem. They think it's cool, and the only time they'd ever played is in a party situation, and you have one. So what's their reason to buy it?
So I'm not sure. He might be right about that first point. Because if it's not a well.
They'll start ignoring it when new consoles come out and there's not as many games coming out
for it. By
they,
he means me.
Yeah.
I won't ignore it, everybody.
Oh, you promise?
Yes, I like Nintendo. Let's
see, he also says the Vita will flounder but survive as a machine for high-quality niche games and the best way to play PSP games.
I wouldn't mind that too much.
Atlas is probably going to love that system.
Oh, yeah, because they can make all their crap.
Persona 5 might be a Vita game.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah. Like I said, Persona 4 looks gorgeous on that thing.
Yeah.
Persona 4 looks great. Well, I wouldn't. I'd be fine with that. Do it. That'd be a big help for the system too.
Right.
That'd be a great thing for the Vita.
Yeah, people might actually buy it for that. hey, I'm gonna get British here. People will stop the endless X is going to kill Y bollocks. No mobile gaming is not going to kill traditional handhelds. Free-to-play is not going to kill pay-once play-forever games. Multiplayer online connectivity and our social is not going to kill single-player games. The last one's just wishful thinking.
That's all.
I hope he's right.
Oh, he's right. I agree with him 100%. You've been saying this stuff too forever. Like, this is going to kill this. And it never does.
It's not
going to
kill it. I just think it becomes a viable option.
It's that word that you say is going to kill this. And these things never kill each other. These things always exist.
Well, I don't think single-player games are going anywhere.
No.
I mean, Skyrim was massively successful.
No, single-player games aren't going anywhere.
But, well, people are worried about it because, like...
But people don't. People actually did think they were going to be gone. Which is like one of the stupidest things that was
because you had like EA.
It's because World of Warcraft was popular and it was like single player games are dead.
Well,
die.
Wait, hang on. When you say everyone, are you saying gamers or publishers?
Just people were saying this. Publishers, like, well, journalists, gamers.
I mean, the fear comes from...
I don't literally mean like the majority of people were saying this, but were some people. Enough that it made me mad.
Well, I mean, you have EA like proudly proclaiming, like, oh yes, all of our games are going to have a multiplayer component forever.
Was it Tomb Raider got announced with a multiplayer component? Come give me a break.
Yeah, because Guardians of Light was successful. That downloadable game they did.
But that had nothing to do with anything.
Right, that could have been anything.
It wasn't a fun little game, actually.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, the Tomb Raider-ness of it is what made that great.
Okay,
Zachary Egolf. We'll get another shitty Assassin's Creed, still a little bitter, set during the Civil War, where you play as an African-American freed slave attempting to help the North win the war. Unfortunately, you'll come to realize that there are no real winners in that war, probably even pinning you against a sibling or something, and if you'll be as smart, they leave the modern-day story out of it or rewrite the canon. At this point, it doesn't matter.
Look, I like Assassin's Creed 3. You guys can all die. I keep saying that too much. It's a little harsh.
Yeah.
You guys can all keep your opinions to yourself.
keep your stupid comments in your pocket.
I know. Everybody hated Assassin's Creed 3. I liked Assassin's Creed 3 a lot. And I know you did, too.
I do.
I mean, I understand that.
I'm not as high in it as you, but I still like it.
I know people had problems, but I mean, I don't think it was shitty. And there will definitely be another one this year, yeah, sure.
Let's see. Drew Robbins thinks that Zach is describing a Django Unchained game made by Ubisoft.
I don't get that reference because I didn't see that.
Django Unchained is set during Civil War with a freed slave killing people.
Okay.
His own prediction. He foresees less articles about games journalism written by games journalists.
No, we're going to see more of that, and it's going to keep annoying me.
Yeah.
It's going to keep annoying me.
Also, Super Smash Bros. Kerfuffle, working title, will see the light of day in trailer form, and Mother 3 will get a stateside release.
That'd be nice.
Hold your breath for Mother 3. I mean, it'd be nice if they put that on, like, the 3DS as a downloadable.
That'd be great. Oh, it should.
I agree. I'm saying I don't think Nintendo's going to be like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
All they have to do is localize it.
It's been done.
It's already been localized. Just pay those guys some money and release it.
I don't even think they care if they didn't get paid.
Yeah, honestly.
He has some comment about Non-Alcoholic Cider. That's not related to games. Matt Jaguar. No new consoles in 2013.
There we go. That's
no reveal of the PS3 or PS4/Orbis till 2014, and very little concrete details about the next Xbox or Durango. He also thinks the Vita won't crash and burn.
I don't think the Vita is going to die or anything.
No. But do you think...
I just worry that it's going to keep swimming in mediocrity.
And here's why I forgot about this, but he brings up a good last point. The Last Guardian will be shown in some form and have a 2014 release date.
Oh, wow. Wonder if that...
Mike, what if that's a PS4 launch title?
It might be at this point. Maybe
that'd be interesting.
It would explain a lot of things.
Yeah, it would.
At this point, it's either a PS4 launch title or a PS4 game, or it's just not a thing anymore. Just sad, because that thing should have been a big deal 2 years ago. All right.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm pulling them up now, but I can't imagine there's much coming out this week.
No.
Do, internet slow, come on, load. Possession for the PS3.
Man. Final Fantasy Type-O, is that actually coming out here?
Downloadable for the PSP.
What is...
Release date canceled.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right.
This is that weird week where, like, it's all the canceled games show up in GameSpot. Let's see what we got. So Possession was canceled. I'm sorry. Wow. Along with Final Fantasy Type-0. Once Upon a Time in Japan, Earth. Toy Wars. The Humans. Unchained Blades did come out. It's a downloadable 3DS game. Wizardology. The Grinder for the Wii. An online co-op first-person shooter for the Wii. Oh, that's canceled. Shit. These aren't in order. All right.
That's it. All right.
Yeah.
That they came out. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also check out our Google Plus community, and we'll have a new question up there. I assume we're going to ask what your favorite game is.
Yeah, that's probably what we're doing next week. Are we doing 5 or 10?
5, I think, is enough this year.
Okay.
It wasn't a crazy year, let's be honest.
I'm having a hard time deciding what is my top 5 even.
What mine was. All right. So that, go to twitter.com/explodingbarrel, facebook.com/explodingbarrel, and go to the iTunes Music Store, leave us a review. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Toodles.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Exploding Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you.